Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
The Thursday Topic on Game On.
Now, with the Hula Hoops National Cup Finals looming, we have invited in some players to chat all things basketball. Jason Killeen joins us from Griffith College Temple Oak. Hilary Netz from DBSA. Now, they will face each other in the men's decider. And Mimi Clark from Priebel Colester. They will take on Singleton Super Value Brunel. Guys, you're all very, very welcome to Game On.
Thank you.
Jason, just with the cup finals coming up, we decided that we just have a chat and see where everything is at with basketball in Ireland. And for most people who follow basketball, you are one of the most recognisable faces in the sport. Can you just give us a little bit of an overview on the career that you've had so far? It's still going, I know, but you've had a pretty great one so far.
Yeah, still going, but in the twilight years now. Grew up in Limerick, Ireland, played there. I went to America on scholarship when I was 16. So I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to play in college there, graduated and played professional for 12 years after that, and currently working in Griffith College in Dublin while playing with the Super League team also.
Okay, well, just from knowing you, like, you've made it sound almost like, you know, it was very quick, but you've been all over the place. Like, you've had a phenomenal career, really.
Yeah, I've been really lucky in that regard. I got to see, you know, 40 different countries just from playing basketball, so I consider myself very lucky to get a chance to do that.
Mimi, has your career been like so far?
Well, I've come from a big basketball family, so my mom and her brothers and sisters were all kind of founding members of Colester. So I kind of started off with Colester at a very young age, and was on the under 16 Irish team. Captained that, and then I was kind of unlucky to hit a phase where Basketball Ireland was in big debt, so there was no Irish teams for me to try out for until the senior women's team came back, and I was part of the 2016 senior women's team where we won silver in the European Championships for small countries in Gibraltar in 2016. Then I was lucky enough as well to get a full scholarship in DCU, and then followed that on to DIT, where I was able to study for free a master's in business and entrepreneurship. And then I kind of took a bit of a break and moved to the UAE for 2.5 years, and now I'm back for the finals.
Bidding for glory. Yeah. Just during that time that you mentioned there, when things weren't great for Basketball Ireland, how did it affect you guys? We'll say, I know there wasn't any national teams, but just like as players, did it at any stage kind of put you off playing?
Not really. I had seen what it was like. My brother got to play on a lot of Irish teams before the kind of dip, but I suppose just kind of still having the competitiveness in the Super League, it was maybe a bit of a lull to do away with that. But they did try to do kind of Super League select teams where we went to. I actually missed my 6th year graduation because I was in Luxembourg with that one, a Super League select team. So they were kind of trying to fill that gap by having something there, but we still had the competitiveness of the league, so I suppose it didn't affect it too much, but it is great to have it now back.
It must like, when you think about how far it's come now to be playing for your country and winning things as well, like it's a huge achievement to get back there.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially hosting the under 18s back in 2017, it really grew basketball in the country, especially for the females of the country.
And it's growing all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Hilary, tell us a little bit about you. I know you moved from Zimbabwe when you were about 6. So when did basketball come into your life?
Unlike the other two here, basketball didn't really come into my life until I was 12. So the summer before first year, my brother brought me to an outdoor court playing street ball. And after that, I gave up hurling, soccer, and just dove straight into basketball.
What is it about basketball that made you go, right, this is the one for me?
It's not really one thing. It's just such an exciting sport. Training for it is exciting. Playing in front of people is exciting. And then just everyone who's involved in the sport just makes it a full experience that you just fall in love with.
So when you were young then, what was your dream? Like, what did you want to do and achieve in basketball?
Like everyone else, the dream was to play in the NBA, play professional basketball. But as you grow older and you realize where, you know, what kind of opportunities you can take, you realize that the NBA might not be the option, seeing as I'm not the tallest person on the basketball court. But I got my chance to play in Italy professionally, came back here, and I've been playing here ever since, and coaching as well, trying to get more people involved in the sport.
Jason, just for you, like, you know, when you've been, I suppose, around for a while, trying to find a nice way of putting it, but like most people that are listening in, like, they will remember basketball from the 80s, from the 90s, when, like, it was just phenomenal. It was a sport that everybody was interested in. Are those, do you have memories from then?
Yeah, well, I left when in 2001, 2002, so I would definitely have memories of the 90s with the, you know, the Limerick teams, Burger King Limerick and that. But, you know, seeing the sport grow over the past couple of years, like with I worked with Basketball Ireland for 5 years previous to my current job, and just to see the numbers growing is incredible, you know. And it's weekends like this at the Cup Final where there isn't any other sports really on TV, and everyone tunes in to watch the game. The numbers are phenomenal. And for us, it's, you know, we're practicing two or three nights a week, we're playing every weekend, and then to get that chance to play on the big stage and to show the sport that we love to the rest of the country is very exciting.
And most people will have to watch it on TV because it's all sold out.
Yeah, 60 seconds, all the tickets were gone.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? So for you then, is that a mark of maybe basketball getting back on track again, getting back to where it needs to be, or at least kind of heading in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, like Hillary said there, the basketball community in Ireland is very close and tight-knit. Like, any club you go to, you're welcome in, you know, and you'd know somebody on every team and everybody's kind of friends. And we enjoy that. And, you know, the more the merrier, really. So for us, I coach as well. Everybody here coaches. Everyone that's in the sport seems to want to give back to the sport and encourage people to get in. And I think that's a testament to what we know the sport can offer. You know, we talked about every kid's dream was the NBA, or in football, every kid's dream is the Premier League. But when that dream goes away and the reality sets in, you really get a sense of what you can achieve through basketball. Like, I have a college degree, I have a master's degree. I was lucky enough to have friends from all over the world now, and it's all through basketball.
Mimi, the same for you really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose it's kind of what you put in, you get out. So a lot of the top players do kind of give back, and that's what I suppose we're pushing for in 2020 with increasing the female participation, because there's not too many female coaches around, and I think that'll be nice to see, hopefully by the end of this year, 20% higher coaching population being female.
That's the case in a lot of sports as well. It's not just isolated to basketball. But one thing I always noticed about the Cup Final weekend is that even though the men's and women's were on at the same time, I know they're on different days today, it didn't matter on the Monday morning about the men getting the front page or the back page. It was whoever was the better game. So, like, to be able to turn it over on a Monday and see, right, well, you know, one of the men's teams won by loads, wasn't a great game, but the women's game was really, really tight, and it was a thriller. And then they get the back page that they deserve.
Yeah, it is a pity, but I suppose it's just kind of what comes with it, and hopefully that will change over the next coming years. But I suppose it's every year it's different. If the men's is a blowout, it's the women that you're talking about, if that's a close mm-hmm. game, and vice versa. I suppose the kind of women take a bit of a dip if it's a case of they're the poorer game. But now, looking forward to Sunday, we've played Brunel twice, and the last time we played them went to overtime, so hopefully it'll be more the same of that.
Another cracker. And Hillary, like, coaching, like, is it, do you find that there's a lot of girls playing basketball as well?
Yeah, I actually do like one-on-one sessions with a couple of Irish players that are girls, and I'd say the majority of the people that I coach are actually girls. And the more and more, like, you kind of see it online, see it on videos, whatever it is, the more people get involved.
Well, it's one of the few sports that has a 50-50 split with participation, so it's 50% female, 50% male, and I think that's something that Basketball Ireland is very proud of.
Just on the coaching and giving back, like, I know from being a little bit involved in basketball now with kids that a lot of the people that I see playing in the top teams at the weekend are then coaching the kids in the camps. Is that kind of a concerted effort made by the clubs to have a sustainable product and a sustainable league?
I think it's more of a happy outcome. Like, So when you get to that level, you realize how many people have helped you come along and get there. So it's, you know, it's a natural progression to turn around and try and help the next generation to come up as well.
Mimi?
I suppose as well that if the top players are giving back and coaching the younger players, you want to see them at their your games. So it kind of works hand in hand that if we're going to increase our audience, we need our own players to kind of support us as well as we support them.
Hilary, do you find that there's, when it is, I suppose, like, I know participation is quite big, but basketball is still a minority sport, that there's a really big responsibility on the players, the elite players, to kind of give back to the media, to be seen, to just go out and help promote their game?
Yeah, I think it's a major thing, especially in AINA at the moment. I'd say 6 or 7 of our Super League team are coaching from under 10s, the academy, which is like our 5 to 6 year olds, and then up to the under 16 level. So the more these kids can see the coaches that are playing in Super League level at the highest level in Ireland, the more that they want to play basketball and they want to do the things that we're doing on the court. So it just you know, spurs that inspiration for them to join the sport.
I hope that none of my kids think they'll be able to do some of the things that you can do in the court yet anyway. So when we look at the like, you've got DBS AINA and you have Griffith College, Temple Oak, just Hilary, those connections with the colleges, how important are they?
I think they're really, really big. They're critical kind of things to have connections with the colleges, and I think there's a couple of other teams that do that in the country as well, and it really helps bring over the top talent from America or Europe or wherever it is to come play in the league. And then within that as well, it helps, you know, increase people's education. Like, for example, Mimi was in DCU. DCU and DIT. Jason got his education there as well. I'm in DBS at the moment studying on scholarship. So I think it's great to have a connection with the college.
And Jason, it must be great for the kids as well to see that pathway, and for the parents to know that, you know, if they stick at something, that there could be an education at the end of it.
Well, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, what's great about having the link with the colleges is, again, Hilary talking about coaching in the club, you know, and we watched a game on Saturday, you have people from Spain, America, Serbia, just probably 6 or 7 different countries, and the money to pay professional players isn't quite there in Ireland yet. So being able to go down a different route and bring over guys and girls that want to follow their education is key to kind of, it broadens out to a different market.
Is it the goal to get back to a place where professional players can be paid?
I think the goal is to keep growing and to see what happens when we do that.
And how do you push it on now even further, Jason?
Well, it's weekends like this. I mean, the last time we played AINA, it was a cracker of a game. Yeah. And it came down to, you know, it came down to the last minute. So they know what we can do and we know what they can do, and everyone will be scouting each other. And, you know, if the game is anything like it was the last time, I think it'll definitely encourage some kids to pick up the ball.
Hilary, for you, like, first time in a cup final, it's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, to be honest, it's all come really fast to us after being relegated last year and then gaining promotion back to the Super League this year, and now we're in a National Cup final. It's just kind of surreal at the moment. You know, it's hard to grasp what's actually happening, but I think the best thing we can do is just get our feet back on the ground and get ready to face the other guys.
Dream season though so far.
Yeah, really big, really big dream season. We just hope to continue the momentum and hopefully stay up at the top.
And Jason, for you, 3rd cup in 5 years, so it's like trying to maintain that consistency. How do you do it?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's tough to do it week on week, but I think the cup is definitely different. We have a good core of guys there that would have been there for all of them cups, so I hope we'll rely on that experience this weekend.
And Hilary, I have you here, so I've got to ask, how difficult is it to deal with somebody like Jason? What height are you, Jason?
6'10".
It's very difficult. He's 6'10". He's a strong guy. Just to get him out of the key is a task, especially for somebody like me. If I get caught in a mismatch with him, I'm in big trouble. So I'm most likely going to foul him and grab his arms and hope he doesn't make the basket.
Jason, are you enjoying it as much as you always did?
Definitely. It's the camaraderie you build with the group, you know. You're the cold nights and the wet nights and stuff, and everyone else is at home and you're heading out to practice, it's the bond that you get to build with the team, and then to be rewarded by playing in a cup final is, I mean, that's exactly where we want to be.
So just in terms of your week then, like, what's it like? How do you juggle everything?
Oh, there's a lot. Between work, coaching, playing, practicing, and then again on the weekend, it's, you know, it's definitely 6 out of 7 nights of the week you're out of the house doing something basketball related.
Mimi?
Well, it's a bit different for me now because I'm only just fresh back from the UAE, so life hasn't really set in yet.
So you're a professional basketballer right now?
Well, like I said, there's not many opportunities in life where you're going to be in a National Cup final and you're also going to be unemployed where you can just solely focus on the Cup. So I've absolutely taken that in my stride for the last 2 weeks, and I've been really enjoying it so far.
So in your game, it's against Brunel, and they lost last year, so I can imagine how much they're going to want to bounce back from that.
Absolutely, but we're also on a 15-year drought where the last time we were in a cup final, we took it a bit for granted, tried to treat it like it was just another game. So we kind of let the moment go by without fully appreciating it. So we'll be ready to knuckle down on Sunday and hopefully bring it home this time.
And for people that are going to be watching it, what are the key matchups?
I suppose most people have been saying that our Americans and Brunel's Americans will kind of cancel each other out. So I suppose it then comes down to how much our Irish players step up against each other, as well as they have a European in Greta, who's, last time I checked, was shooting 50% from the three, which is huge. So she's a very fluid, natural shot, which will work really nice in the arena, unfortunately for us, but hopefully our shooters will be able to match her.
And Hillary, what are the key matchups going to be in your game?
For us, I'd say Jason right here and Mark Reynolds are our post player, and then the two Neils, Neil Lynch and Neil Randolph, probably the best shooters at the Super League level. There'll be a big matchup, and then of course Josh and Steph, and then D, and I cannot remember your other import's name.
Zabby.
Yeah. So there's going to be a big matchup with those guys, and then both teams really have a 1-12 that are solid players that match skill for skill. So it's like a 1-12 matchup, really. It's going to be a tough game.
Jason, just last word to you. Does the future look bright for Irish basketball?
Yeah, definitely. Mimi talked earlier about when Basketball Ireland went bankrupt that time, and there was a lull. You know, I was in my early 20s at that time and was on the senior men's team. So you kind of feel hard done by. You miss all your prime years playing on the national team. But it is a relief now seeing the game grow constantly and seeing more and more kids get involved. And, you know, a part of that as well is I think every kid has a phone and you can turn on highlights. And basketball is there's a potential highlight every 24 seconds, and it's such a fast game that it transfers very easy to modern society, and that, and being able to turn on your phone and look at highlights. So seeing the game grow year on year, it's a relief to see that. I think it's going to be in a good place for years to come.
And where do you think, like, where can you imagine basketball going in Ireland? For you, like, what would be, like, I knew could get there?
Well, I think the top league is going to keep getting better and better. There's probably more Europeans playing in the Super League now than there's ever been, more than Americans, and it's just to keep the Irish players getting better and better. But that starts at the ground, and the more kids we can get involved playing at the under-9, under-10, under-11 age group, the better. And I think another big part of it is with the likes of the GAA and the IRFU and the FAI now, and they're seeing basketball for what it is and what it can offer their kids. You see an awful lot of GAA clubs are linking up with basketball clubs, so you have the kids playing GAA in the summer, you have them playing basketball in the winter, and the sports, they complement each other so well that you're constantly growing that base and that foundation of kids coming up.
So when you have a Michael Dara McCauley or a Kieran Donaghy, you see that as a good thing?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, guys, thank you very, very much. Hilary Netz, Jason Killeen and Mimi Clark. So the two games are going to be on over the weekend on TG Cahir. So you have Griffith College Temple Oak taking on DBS Aina, and then you have Singleton Super Valley Brunel and Priabel Colester. And best luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.